Crop Futures Level B2. A breakthrough in agriculture science could solve the crisis of an exploding global population and diminishing food supplies. But will the public accept it? By Hannah Osborne and Fred Goertel. One of the thorniest problems that humankind faces in the coming decades is how to feed a global population that is expected to grow by 3.6 billion people by century's end. To keep up with demand, food production will have to double by 2050, according to the United Nations. That's going to be a tall order. The worst effects of climate change on agriculture have yet to kick in, and arable land is getting scarcer. Already, more than 800 million people go hungry each day. That's the backdrop for a new breakthrough in agriculture science that could eventually lead to big productivity boost for food crops. Scientists recently managed to produce a tobacco plant that is 40% more productive than current strains. If they could extend such results to soybeans, rice and wheat, it could significantly improve the outlook for feeding the world. But there's a catch. The plant was genetically engineered. Will the public accept a new generation of food crops with altered DNA, especially if it could help stave off a food crisis? The question looms larger with each passing year as advances in the tools of genetic manipulation, such as the advent of the gene editing technique CRISPR, make it easier for scientists to edit an organism's DNA. These tools have given scientists powerful techniques for improving agricultural crops. They also put scientists on a slow-motion collision course with a big swathe of public opinion that rejects anything that smacks of GMOs or genetically modified organisms as frankenfood. First, let's look at what the scientists actually did. Paul South, a molecular biologist with the US Department of Agriculture, and colleagues from the University of Illinois decided to focus on how plants perform photosynthesis, the process by which energy from sunlight is turned into chemical energy to power growth. Plants, it turns out, are wildly inefficient at this task. During photosynthesis, a plant takes in carbon dioxide, the greenhouse gas that accounts for most global warming, and emits oxygen into the atmosphere. Plants rely on a key enzyme, Rubisco, to do the work of distinguishing carbon dioxide from oxygen. But for every 4 molecules of carbon dioxide that Rubisco captures, it mistakenly picks up 1 molecule of oxygen. Oxygen is anathema to a plant's metabolism, so it then has to go through a lengthy, energy-intensive process of expelling the oxygen. This process, called photorespiration, entails producing a chemical that is toxic to the plant itself. Photorespiration burns a lot of metabolic energy that a plant could otherwise apply to more productive ends, such as growing larger leaves or fruit. In a typical agricultural field, during peak midday photosynthesis, up to 50% of energy produced will be wasted on photorespiration. South and his colleagues thought they could tweak a plant's DNA to cause it to expend less energy on photorespiration. They chose the tobacco plant mainly because it is easy to manipulate genetically, has a fast life cycle, and produces lots of seeds. Using gene editing techniques, they altered the tobacco plant's DNA to create a shorter, less energy-intensive pathway or biochemical process through which the plants perform photorespiration. This shortcut reduced the energy required for photorespiration so much that the tobacco plants were 40% more productive. The findings were published in the journal Science in January. South and his colleagues now plan to carry out field trials with potato plants, and they will start designing new photorespiration pathways for cowpeas, soybeans, rice and tomatoes. Because photosynthesis and photorespiration are highly conserved amongst plant species, he says, the benefits observed in tobacco should show an effect in other crops. It will likely take a decade for such crops to make it to the dinner plate. More research is needed, and there are regulatory obstacles. But the public relations obstacles might be the most difficult of all. Although evidence is overwhelming that GMO foods, which have been consumed by millions of people for more than a decade, pose no safety risk for human consumption, they are restricted in several European countries and rejected by many consumers. Roger Beachy, a biologist at Washington University in St. Louis, was part of the program review of the project. He sees South's breakthrough as having the potential to give plants more energy to make proteins, nutrients, oils, and to defend against the stressful conditions in the environment. And, adds Beachy, since losses due to photorespiration increase with temperature, This will also help offset impacts of global climate change on crop production and assist in the tropics, where increases in food production are most needed. The one thing nobody disputes is the urgency of finding more productive, resilient food crops as the century progresses. And for now, South's discovery is a tantalising step toward realising that goal. If even some of the 40% increase that was observed in this study is translated to major food crops such as wheat, rice and soybean, says South, it could be a significant contribution to meeting the demands of food security in the next 30 years.